on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Emma Waters joins us from the Heritage Foundation. Emma, thanks for taking the time for another great update from the folks, not only at heritage.org, but dailysignal.com. And we'll get to jumping right into one of those stories. But thanks for taking the time.
Of course. It's always great to be with you.
You know, probably our whole lives, but, you know, it's been just so amplified in the last, 4 to 8 years, the abundance of conversations on social media and dining room tables and elsewhere, where, you know, people are having discussions about relevant issues so important to all of us, but often don't have the facts. And a lot of that goes to, you know, what they know about our own country. And there's an interesting article at dailysignal.com by Harold Hutchinson. The headline is Justice Neil Gorsuch warns about, quote, greatest danger America faces today. Bring us up to snuff. That should get everyone's in America should get their attention, right?
That's absolutely right. And the story begins with a quote from the judge that I think really mirrors the sentiment of the framers or the founders of the U.S. Constitution, as well as Abraham Lincoln, which is that ultimately it's not going to be dangers abroad that threaten to bring down the United States, but it will be the United States herself. And so we can be responsible for our success as a nation, but should the nation collapse, it will be because of the failures of our citizens as well. And so what I really appreciate about this article is its focus on restoring America begins and ends with restoring our understanding and concept and respect for citizenship. And so I'm sure many of you have been incredibly grateful for everything that President Trump has done on immigration, securing the border, and really restoring America from those illegal aliens coming into the country. But as we go into the 250th celebration, it does cause us to pause and reflect on ourselves and say, are we ourselves pursuing and valuing citizenship to the highest degree? So the Daily Signal article references a 2018 study that talks about how only 36% of Americans could pass the citizenship test that's given to immigrants who were seeking to be naturalized, only 36%. And so if we're asking immigrants to take this test, we're saying this is what it means to become an American is in part to understand and value these things. And yet very few, less than half of Americans are really equipped by those standards themselves. So it strikes me that as we go into the 250th, it's really a time of self-reflection and a time of recommitment for American citizens to really ask themselves what it is that we believe and hold to be true as American citizens, learn our country, learn its history, and then make a commitment to really build that into our lives, not just our education, though our K-12 education is extremely important, but also in our conversations and celebrations. So sort of to wrap it up, I became very convicted of this a couple of years ago. And so because I was in college and I had never read the entire Declaration of Independence. And I asked a few of my family members who have been tried and true patriots for as long as I can remember. And a lot of them hadn't read the Declaration of Independence either. They knew the main points and the catchy lines, but they hadn't actually read it. And it was really, really surprising that if I hadn't, if my family hadn't, then there's a very good chance most Americans hadn't. And so now every year on the 4th of July, we read the Declaration of Independence from start to finish. We've really made it a priority to try to read more of the founding documents to really understand our nation and the greatness that it brings to the table.
Yeah, you know, we often bring up the website heritage.org, and it's been a while since I've gone through the website, but there's all kinds of great information that's typically available there, along with information about relevant current issues facing Americans and the KLYT listener. Is there anything specific at the Heritage Foundation website you would direct the listener to?
If you go to the Simon Center, and specifically the work of Brenda Hafara, H-A-F-A-R-A, she has done incredible work on American civics, from analyzing all of the major national monuments and locations to the president's poems, as well as addressing civic education. So Brenda Hafara in the Simon Center at Heritage would be my top recommendation.
Okay, and then back to the interview or the article found at thedailysignal.com that we were referencing. Part of what's happened here, and again, especially in the last few years, is so much of the inaccurate information that's being provided in not only public schools. I'm going to guess even some private schools are providing curriculum that just does not line up with the facts that we know to be American history, a plethora of other things that, you know, kind of are, then it's the next generation, man, what they need to battle in order to find, you know, true history.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think there's so many opportunities for us to reinvigorate and set strong civic standards that push back against any influences of DEI or woke propaganda that try to define the U.S. based on its racial history, or even take an approach that simply criticizes or downplays American greatness. One of the ways that I like the analogy to go is that you may have a lot of problems with your mother or father. You wish they had done things differently. You may disagree with some parenting decisions, but at the end of the day, they're your mother and father, and you can engage in those debates with them, but anyone else try to criticize them and they have absolutely crossed a line. I think the same should be true of our civic education, that we can engage within the United States, work to make our systems and laws and policies better. But the moment that we're okay with just outright attacking and even denigrating the United States without any sort of constructive movement, I think we've crossed a line. And unfortunately, that's happened in a lot of our education systems across the United States.
Yeah, I would say this, in addition to the Simon Center you mentioned, I'd encourage our listeners, there's a lot of free educational opportunities that are online that I will tell you I trust. Wallbuilders.com is one of those websites, as well as hillsdale.edu. Now, you know, you can pay to get an education through Hillsdale, but there's all kinds of free courses available on the website. And our listener may be interested to know much of the education Charlie Kirk did was through Hillsdale. There's just I don't know about unlimited, but there's an awful lot of at no cost opportunities to bring yourself up to snuff. Excuse me. I'll say this real quick. This was in California. Now, you know, I've aged, so this was a long in the ancient California. In order to graduate from eighth grade, I had to take an extensive constitution test. It was like a semester of huge. I mean, it was the biggest test I remember taking to this day. Revisionist history, we were given the original articles to study and go through and discuss and then be tested on it prior to graduation. If you didn't pass that test, you weren't moving on. It was that serious at that time. And things have they've changed so quickly. I'm talking decades, but to go from where we were to where we are, if we continue that down this path and remain ignorant as a nation, it could be to our end. And I think that's what this article is warning about. Would you agree, Emma?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah. Well, listen, again, I want to aim our listener at heritage.org, thedailysignal.com, where you'll find this article along with many others, but this one by Harold Hutchinson. Emma, always appreciate your time. And we won't connect, I believe, before December. So have a great Thanksgiving. What are you most looking forward to for your Thanksgiving gathering?
Oh, the massive family get together with all of my extended family. There's going to be so many kids running around. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, it's good that you're young.
Exactly.
No, and we're looking forward to that as well. Well, blessings to you and yours, and we look forward to connecting again real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.